songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Ike got old Rex when he was a pup. Kibbles and bits and a lot of love. And you know, he paper trained real well. Well, he grew up to be a real fine dog. He'd jump on the couch, sleep like a log. He was good with people as far as I could tell. I met this lady, I thought she was a winner. I invited her over for dinner. And old Rex got an attitude. He'd make a low growl like he cornered a rabbit. I knew this wasn't one of his habits. I turned to my pretty little guest and said, "That's new. If I didn't know better, I'd say that my dog hates you." To make a long story short, we got together. Right off the bat, it was stormy weather. She insisted Rex be put on a chain out back. One day I begged her to let him in. We were gone all day and came back again. You wouldn't believe what we walked into. Her shoes and clothes were torn to shreds. Rexy left her a gift on the bed. She turned to me and said, "You know what you gotta do." About that time the lights came on. Old Rex been right all along. I said, "Honey, you're right. I know what I gotta do. Right now my dog ain't the only one that hates you." Was it some kind of premonition? That dog was on a holy mission. Friend, be smart, you know what to do. If you find yourself saying to her, "I think my dog hates you."
That really happened, you know.
My dog hates you. As we play songs with nutty names and tipsy titles, whatever you want to say, here on Minnesota Homebrew. It's a Thursday night. It's a cloudy, cool, and very breezy evening in Thief River Falls. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, and we're going to play an hour's worth of nutty tunes. Well, I'm not so sure the tunes are nutty, but the titles sure are. We'll find out, I guess, so stick around. See what we have for you tonight. That was Bill Pekarsky from International Falls, Minnesota. And what do we know about Bill? He is originally from New Jersey, I believe, according to his Facebook page, and he's been making music all his life. As a child, he taught himself to play guitar from a chord book and listening to old Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard songs. Been writing music since his late teens. He joined the Air Force in the late 70s, found himself performing in bands in Germany, and also gained a lot of guitar playing skills from playing with several Fargo bands back in the 80s. And not sure what Bill's doing now, but I think he's still active. He has several mentions on music websites, so Google him up, P-I-E-K-A-R-S-K-I. Here from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ in Thief River Falls. Now, this next song is by Chris and Susan Ray, and I just don't know a lot about them. I've tried to find, there's a Chris Ray on Facebook with whom I have a mutual friend, Megan Lacey, who's also a musician. Says he is originally from Esco, Minnesota, lives in Eden Prairie. I've sent him a message and asked if he is the same Chris Ray that we're playing tonight. Here's Chris and Susan Ray with "It's Hard to Keep My Gay Friends Straight."
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to keep my gay friends straight. The way some people love gets some folks all bent out of shape. It's hard to keep my gay friends straight. Well, Bobby married Angie, but he ran away with Stu. And Angie done discovered that she liked Mary Lou. Well, Mary Lou was married to my old pal, Billy Burns, who's been spending lots of time lately at that bar with all those ferns. Yeah, it's hard to keep my gay friends straight. Way some people love gets some folks all bent out of shape. It's hard to keep my gay friends straight. Well, at a biker bar, me and Charlie was knocking back some brews. When I got to looking close at all of his tattoos, well, one tattoo said mama, and one said born to ride, and one, a rainbow-colored eagle, said there ain't no place to hide. Yeah, it's hard to keep my gay friends straight. The way some people love gets some folks all bent out. It's hard to keep my gay friends straight.
Here we go.
Well, in the modern world, relationships get kind of twisted. Boy with girl, girl with boy, we once insisted. But it don't matter anymore what anybody do. All I want to keep straight is who's with who. It's hard to keep my gay friends straight. The way some people love gets some folks all bent out of shape. It's hard to keep my gay friends straight. Yeah, it's hard to keep my gay friends straight. It's hard to keep my gay friends straight.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yeah, we actually found three outstate artists that had kooky titles. So we're going to start with Ontario's Bonnie Cauchy. And Bonnie is the lady that Andy Miller and his biking buddy Del Wright met on a trip around Lake Superior, up, I don't know if it was North Bay, somewhere up around there. And she gave him a couple of CDs, and luckily for that, because I've been able to play them on Minnesota Homebrew. So here's Bonnie Cauchy with I Need Love, Even Though I'm Psycho.
I need love, even though I'm psycho, and I deserve.
day we'll have a little one, and it will be that much more fun. Living in a crazy house on a funny farm, where we'll be even earth-friendly and recycle all the time.
Makes you wonder if large amounts of alcohol weren't consumed before that recording session. Cute song, really cute, just teasing. That was Bonnie Cauchy. And next on our outstate list of artists is Mike and Karen Cove from Sherwood, Wisconsin. They're known as the Coves by their fans. They've been playing together since 97. And they do a blend of modern, traditional, and contemporary folk music, some originals and some covers. Having spent most of his life in England, Mike even slips in a song by Lennon and McCartney occasionally. So here's their contribution to our Nutty Names song tonight. This one's called I'm Addicted to Vegetables. You're listening to Homebrew.
They are so yummy and good. My friends think I am silly, but they just don't understand that veggies are my favorite food. It's great when mom goes shopping and I get to come along. I run into the grocery store and sing my veggie song. My eyes light up when I run down the produce aisle and see the vegetables all clean and fresh, smiling back at me. I'm addicted to vegetables. They are so yummy and good. My friends think I am silly, but they just don't understand that veggies are my favorite food. Vegetables can be prepared in many different ways. Raw and cooked, both are so good. I even like sauteed, steamed and diced, pureed and chopped, peeled or with their skin. I could eat them all day long and then begin again. I'm addicted to vegetables. They are so yummy and good. My friends think I am silly, but they just don't understand that veggies are my favorite food. I love broccoli and spinach, bok choy and mustard greens, cauliflower and Brussels sprouts, red lettuce and romaine, celery and endive, cucumbers and yams, turnips, beets, zucchini, kale, and sweet corn from a can, radishes and rhubarb, fennel and red beets, alfalfa sprouts and artichokes, kelp and fresh snow peas, pumpkin, sweet potatoes, beans, peppers, big and small, cabbages, black olives, I think I love them all. I'm addicted to vegetables. They are so yummy and good. My friends think I am silly, but they just don't understand that veggies are my favorite food. So you can have your candy bars and sweeties in your hand. Eat all you want of chocolate cake and brownies in the pan. Of caramel sauce and ice cream every day. I'll take my veggies anytime, so I just have to say I'm addicted to vegetables. They are so yummy and good. My friends think I am silly.
favorite food. I'm addicted to vegetables. They are so yummy and good. My friends think I am silly, but they just don't understand that veggies are my favorite food.
Yeah, now that'll get you going. And I am addicted to vegetables. I don't mind fruit. I like oranges. Apples kind of give me a stomach ache sometimes. I like bananas if they're only on the ripe side or not ripe side. I don't like them when they get mushy at all. They get too sweet and kind of gooey. And, but veggies. You can throw any veggie at me and I'll eat it. So I truly appreciate what Karen Cove said in that song with her husband, Mike. Well, up next, Captain Carl's been surprising and delighting audiences for over 30 years. He's a prolific writer and accomplished multi-instrumentalist and has released 5 albums of his own original music and collaborated on several others with groups such as Shotgun Johnson and the Mississippi Seven and with a great uncle, Helmer. And we have a song by them, I think, coming up a little later. Yes. So we'll get a double dose of Captain Carl tonight. And I am proud to call him my friend. We've shared the stage on 3 occasions in a musical duke out that we call Carl v. Carl. He's Carl with a K. And of course, yours truly is with a C. Here's Captain Carl with Suicide Hurts.
I haven't felt so good as that for one enormous week. And everybody knew my name and how I like it said. But now I'm here alone with something wrong inside my head. Listened to the news tonight and I wished that it was me. Sprawled out on the sidewalk, cause at least I'd be free. Well, maybe not, but anyway, the thought had crossed my mind. But I know it makes you nervous, so I'll shut up and be kind. Hey, look at me, happy and free. So how do I rate? I should feel great, but everything's felt and seldom unseen, and I keep on having this wonderful dream. Suspended in the air, there's nothing at my back, and now the wind comes through my hair. There's nothing left for me to do but say goodbye to you. But it's too late for that now, cause I guess I'm on the ground. Frisbee here, and we'll head off to the park where the fountains are on fire and it's never, never dark. But it's hard to live without the things that you can't live without. And it seems I was mistaken, all the fountains have gone out. So toss that Ron John Frisbee here, I'll do the best I can.
Little noise in the background, but perhaps that was planned. In fact, I'm sure it was planned because Captain Carl is a very well-organized man and also a high school English teacher at Luck, Wisconsin, home of the Cardinals. The man is committed. He should be committed. Well, up next, a gentleman from St. Cloud, Minnesota, Americana artist Leon Laudenbach has been performing his original compositions for the last 30 years on stages throughout the upper Midwest. He spent his youth growing up on a farm on the south side of St. Cloud. I'm sure that's probably all filled up with houses now, and immersed himself in music with the Mississippi River as an inspiration for the hundreds of songs he's written. And in recent years, he's played in groups like Taboo Blue and the Buddha Mambos, putting out several albums with each lineup. We have none by those groups. We take them, though, because our motto is you send them, we'll play them. And I don't think Leon is related to my old neighbor Gary Laudenbach, because they spell their names differently and pronounce them differently, but it's close. Here's Leon Laudenbach with The Wrath of God and A Plymouth Fury 3 as we play nutty songs, or at least songs with nutty titles, on MHB.
Got a lot of memories and secrets I can't tell. I got my education underneath the mission veil. I asked a lot of questions of things I could not see. I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. Hammered down the highway in a Chrysler 318. Asked me if it mattered if the lights were red or green. I meant nothing to nobody, nobody talked to me. I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. Yes, I did. Met my destination on a rural county road. I got my picture taken with an electric highline pole. I did not pay attention to those things you get for free. I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. Yes, I did. I wasn't much for talking. Felt I didn't belong. I had that engine rocking with my head screwed on all wrong. I rubbed my folks the wrong way like a rabbit foot on my keys. I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. My fists were always flying. I was looking for somebody to fight. I tell you, I ain't lying, I could have lost my life that night. Can't blame my folks for trying, but all those mouths to feed, I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. Yes, I did. So I got this little nightmare from 1972. If I could turn back time, I'd tell you just what I would do. I'd hug my mom and dad and I'd catch their eyes so they could see. I felt the wrath of God in a Plymouth Fury 3. Yeah.
Great recording, instrumentation, Leon Laudenbach from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Serious song with a strange title. Well, up next, Jim Ruiz, the Jim Ruiz Group. playing new acoustic music. His current lineup is himself, Charlotte Crabtree, and Emily Ruiz. And Jim's originally from my mother's hometown, Chicago, Chicago. Yeah, and now he lives in Minneapolis, and we're going to do his crazy title. This one's called My Bloody Yugo. Did you have a Yugo? I didn't.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yeah, sure, the wonderful world of beer. What are we talking about tonight? We wanted to mention some sad news, and that is that the All Pints North Beer Festival in Duluth has been canceled to be held on August 1st. Tears rolling down my cheek. Went 2 years ago. It was wonderful. Paid $45 for a 5 ounce glass and walked around among 120 vendors, each sharing between 2 and 5 different beers for you to try. Oh my God, Andy and I had a good time. Live music, I don't even want to think about it. It's not going to happen this year. But let's see what Vine Pair has to say. Why or is it bad when bubbles stick to the inside of your beer glass by Adam Teeter. Carbonation is that special ingredient in beer that makes it so darn delicious. It enhances the beer aroma, creates an enjoyable texture in the mouth, dries out your palate so you yearn for another sip, and helps balance a beer's flavor. But if you've ever been served a pint at the bar and seen any of those little wondrous carbonation bubbles anchoring themselves to the side of the glass, send the pint back immediately because your glass is filthy. That's right. In addition to being one of beer's most incredible ingredients, it's also a great detector of dirty glassware. This is because carbonation bubbles colonize around forbidden funk on the inside of a glass, whether those foreign materials are oils, dish soap, or food residue. And this residue can not only ruin the taste of the beer, it's also not something you want to ingest, especially if that residue is lingering detergent. Now, the inside surface of a beer glass should be nice and smooth, allowing the carbonation bubbles to rise to the top in a fluid motion. If some of them inside instead decide to hang out on the inside of the glass's surface, ask for a new pour. Or if it's your own dishwasher that's the culprit here, consider rinsing and wiping your glass with a microfiber cloth before pouring. Now that's bubbles. Have you ever seen the foam that lingers on the outside of your glass? Not outside, the inside. Well, if it's on the outside, you're obviously drinking it too fast and spilling. But on the inside, well, that's called lacing. And according to another article by Vine Pair, Nick Hines, the author, he says lipstick leaves lip stains, wine has legs, and beer gets lacy. You may have heard of beer lacing while eavesdropping on the plaid-wearing man with a mustache behind you at the craft beer bar. You then proceeded to ignore everything that came out of that person's mouth, probably. If you're curious, beer lacing is a real thing, but don't fret. It says little about the quality of your beer. Lacing is the residue left from the foam beer head as you drink your beer. The foam is all at the head with a full beer. Then with each sip, the head moves down the glass a bit. Some residue from the head stays at each section of the glass that the heads rest at. The slower you drink a beer with a healthy head, the more lacing you'll see. But if you don't see any lacing, that means that your glass is dirty again. So keep an eye on that. You know, when I go to bars and they take the glasses and they put them upside down and they push down and all of that detergent comes up and supposedly cleans the glass, and they tip it upside down before it's completely drained, so there's always about a quarter inch of this whatever it is on the bottom of the glass, and then they're pouring your beer into it. Oh my God, that's not appealing whatsoever. So if that happens to you, ask them for another pour. Well, that's our beer news for this evening. It's not very often we have a Minnesota musical royalty on our show, but Dale Menton was a founding member of the 60s teen sensation The Gestures, whose single Run, Run, Run hit number 25 on the Billboard Top 40 chart. With The Gestures, Dale traveled across America in a white Chevy van, performing with such luminaries as the Everly Brothers, Roy Orbison, the Hondells, the Beach Boys, and Paul Revere and the Raiders. To date, he's performed in 9 different groups, and he's a graduate of Brown Institute in the Twin Cities and worked at Dove and Sound 80 recording studios before owning and operating Cookhouse recording studios from 1972 to 1995. I was there once doing some background vocals. He doesn't remember me. So here's a song written by Dale Menton and Ron Dick. It's titled, oddly, Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. You're listening to Homebrew.
Measure 75 at the shoulders, but only 22 at the hip. He stole my girl from me at the annual Northeast Tea and Arm Wrestling Championship. He's Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. He's the champ of the Northeast side. Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole cake while drawing my girl to his side. Now I'm just a guy from Edina who was taking his girl for a ride. Now ain't it a shame that she was fair game for this guy from the Northeast side. Now I'll have to arm wrestle with Snooski, and I'll give him all that I've got. And I'll pretend that she is really cheering for me here on Mayslack's parking lot. He's Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. He's the champ of the Northeast side. Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole cake while ripping my arm from my side. They're coming from Elsie's and Litsky's, both sides of Broadway to see. So
and Ivan get hitched. And the guy who was ditched, well, guess where he's gonna be? Well, I'm playing the organ next Sunday when my best girl marries that jerk. I won't play very long, just one half of my song, 'cause my left hand is all that will work.
He's Van Ivan O'Meara Wisniewski. He's the champ of the Northeast side.
Hold that tight.
Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole game
while taking my girl for his bride.
He's Van Ivan O'Meara Wisniewski. Champ of the Northeast side.
Hold that tiger.
Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged the whole game
while taking my girl for his bride.
Oh, he beat that, huh? One thing about Dale, we'll have to come back and play some songs by him one of these evenings. He is an incredible writer, musician, and producer. And he did a CD back about 2011, maybe, called Download Me. The songs are just first rate. So we'll do that one of these nights. Next week, of course, we have all Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And the following week, we're going to do a show that we should have done sometime over the last 8 years, but we haven't. And it's involving beer. So, you know, I think the average person out there probably thinks that I'm a lush, but I'm a one beer a week guy, if that. In a very good week, maybe two. And my friend Daniel came over the other day, Daniel Osterkamp, and he brought me two 22-ounce, I think they're called crowlers, of Revelation Ale. One is a stout, and one was a Radler. So we're really, a Radler is pop, soda pop in beer. The German version of Shandy. So up next, Tony Wentersdorf. How could we do a nutty show without Tony? Tony was born in Germany, I think in 1945. And that will explain this song. The title is Atom Bomb Baby.
I'm an atom bomb baby, came into this world with a bang. I'm an atom bomb baby, came into this world with a bang. I was born between the big ones, they dropped down on Japan. Enola was my mother, flew down from the sky. Enola was my mother, she flew down from the sky. And when she dropped her little boy, 100,000 people died. I'm an atom bomb baby, bang. I'm an atom bomb baby, came into this world with a bang. Born between the big ones, they dropped down on Japan. Yodel-ay-ho, yodel-ay-ho. I was born in the year zero, Germany was on its knees. I was born in the year of zero, when Germany was on its knees. Well, the fighting almost over, and the generals all at ease. 'Cause I'm an atom bomb baby, bang. I'm an atom bomb baby, came into this world with a bang. drop down on Japan. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. I get a lot of fallout every time my birthday comes. I get a lot of fallout every time my birthday comes. Between Hiroshima and Nagasaki, pretty hard to have much fun. Oftentimes I wonder, I can really glow in the dark. Yes, oftentimes I wonder, I can really glow in the dark. 'Cause I may be radioactive, light up like a falling star. I'm an atom bomb, baby.
That means that Tony Wentersdorf was born on a day between when the first bomb was dropped and the second. Kind of pick up on that. Anyway, who else could write a song like that other than Tony Wentersdorf here on Minnesota Homebrew every Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. on KSRQ and replayed at 1 o'clock p.m. Saturdays, KKWE down in Callaway, Minnesota. Yeah. Yeah. So, we always appreciate your comments. Irene Anderson from Winnipeg made a comment on Leon Laudenbach's song. She says, love his voice. And Bruce Caswell, another listener and often contributor to the show, says that his first car was a Plymouth Fury 3, and he loved the song. Thanks for listening, guys. I know you're all out there. I'm sure... I know that Bob, Patty are listening, and Greg and Rita down in Savage, Bruce and Sandy down in Wayzata. Boy, that city is often mispronounced by people who aren't from around here. So up next, Doug Milloway and Greg Sanders are the Gackle Trucker Band. And here's a song that I should dedicate to my wife, Jane, because she's 9 years younger. This one's titled Cradle Robbers Unite.
She first caught my eye while she was still a babe. Her youthfulness and energy is something I did crave. I wondered if I had a chance to capture this fair maid. Was I dapper, was I suave, or was I just a man? When I was 20 years of age, she was child of 10. Dora the Explorer was all she thought of then. But now that I am 31 and a worldly sort at that, gotta get her hooked on me before I get old and fat. My friends are all astonished that she'd love an old man. My goal from very early on was to marry my retirement plan. When she was taking final exams, I had one foot in the grave. Visit me I can't afford a fancy car. She's still eating noodles. I'll write special songs for her while she sits in class and doodles. Her current beau is big and strong and fails to pay attention. I can offer stability and even a lifelong pension. I used to date some ladies that were closer to my age, but in the end I figured it out, that was just a phase. When I'm 40 years of age, she'll be barely 30. Some think I'm over the hill, but I'm still thinking dirty. Have this thing about attracting younger girls. We are rhinestones in the flesh, but they make us look like pearls. Age is just a matter of mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. When I'm feeling kind of feisty now, I gotta go empty my bladder. All cradle robbers, we must unite. Maybe form a perfect union. Every 10 or 15 years, we'll have a big reunion. When I'm 90 years of age, she'll just have turned 80. She's finally catching up with me. She's my very sweet old lady. My friends are all astonished that she'd love an old man. My goal for Mary early on was to marry my retirement plan. When she was taking final exams, I had one foot in the grave. Visit me in the nursing home, I swear that I'll behave. My friends are all astonished that she'd love an old man. My goal from very early on was to marry my retirement plan. When she was taking final exams, I had one foot in the grave. Visit me in the nursing home, I swear that I'll behave.
Okay, it's a mind over matter. It doesn't matter if you don't mind. Nice turning of the phrase there by Doug Milloway and Greg Sanders, the Geico Trucker Band. Well, up next, he's from down south in St. Peter, Minnesota. And I have this this dream of hearing his band, Captain Gravitone and the String Theory Orchestra, somewhere in New Ulm in an old German-feeling room drinking a 32-ounce mug of Schell's Dark. Ah. Eli Hain with his contribution to tonight's nutty title song, show, Unpleasant Dwarf Song. Can't beat that.
Thank you. looking in my window. Someone looking in at me. Someone looking in my window. Well, I wonder what they want to see. But I wonder what they want to see now. I wonder what they want to see. Those people looking in my window. Sure, I am unpleasant. Yes, I'm only 4'4". Love special blocks and I use just so I can reach the floor.
Yeah, abrupt end. Unpleasant Dwarf Song by Eli Hayne. I wonder if he listened to a lot of Zappa when he was younger. Love to meet that guy, though, and love to hear. Maybe even 2 32-ounce mugs. Did that once at Boston Pizza in Grand Forks. Then they closed down. I wonder if there was any connection. I wasn't driving, though. I wasn't. Hey, up next, I promised Great Uncle Helmer, comprised of Memphis Evans and Captain Carl. I posted a picture on Facebook of Captain Carl with hair. Yes. And you can find him at CaptainCarlWithKs.com. Best described as an acoustic geek rock duo, in the same way chocolate cake might best be described as a leavened confection flavored with extract from the cacao bean. And these two guys I've never heard together. Sure would like to. I got to get out more. Here's Great Uncle Helmer with Hold Me Only in the Dark.
Lady wrote a song for me. She didn't know if she believed my eyes. When I tried to sing it, she denied that I considered it a prize. She wanted me to love her, but she didn't want my love to interfere. She feared that I was mocking her, and just the same, she feared I was sincere. Oh yeah. We danced a final jig, and in a tournament of words I let her win. I lost my shirt in trivia and shivered, cause the blankets were too thin. Clandestine meetings under stars, and down below they don't look up to see us. Hidden in the earth we met, and in the dim of street lamp twilight kisses. Oh yeah, oh yeah. No more ocean. Your heart and never once disturb the sheets on which you slumber. Standing off along the edge, hangs breathless in the angel's light of dawn. While hidden in the rooms of tempest blows and silent tremors rumble on. Oh yeah. She took my comfort in the dark, her magic lamp said it be forgotten. Mingled breath makes sweet perfume, but mingled lies get only gains ill-gotten. Talking is forbidden here, unless it's mundane fantasies and tales. Looking at a mirrored pane is worse by far than dancing in the snare. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, guys, I hate to say it. I just can't help myself. Looking at your picture I posted on Facebook, that might be a good idea. Well, we got time for one more song this evening. It's by Amanda Grace, born in St. Paul, raised in the country, attended Winona State University, earning a degree in communication studies and music. She writes and performs acoustic rock, children's tunes, and gospel music on piano and guitar. And her newest CD is titled Rain Angel. But this goes back to one of the first songs we ever got from her on MHB. We want to thank you for listening and caution you, whether you're talking about music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. That's what I do. And we'll see you again next week, God willing, on Minnesota Homebrew. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening this evening. Here's Amanda Grace with The Ants Made Me Do It.
The ants made me do it, and I don't know why. I can't sit still, even while you look at me in the eyes. The ants made me do it, and I move to their groove, even though no one else can hear the tune that I move to. I do, 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 do. I do, 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 do what the ants tell me to do. I do, 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 do. I do, 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 do what the ants tell me to do. The ants made me do it. Now Mom understands that I'm not the leader. I'm just a part of the ant band. I do, do. It's all the ants inside of me. I do, 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 do. I do, 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 do what the ants tell me to do. I do, 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 do. I do, 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 do what the ants tell me to do. I do, do. Do, 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 do. I do, do.